I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Antonio Brown.
Tumor.
And none of it for your own circus of a front office and a coach.
Tumor.
You understand? I don't see any of that. Where's the reflection? Some of us told you don't mess with that mess beforehand, that you were asking for it.
He was not.
What's the worst part of this for you personally? That he called Mike Mayock a cracker?
No, that's not the worst part.
That you didn't see him suit up in the preseason, and you won't see it in the regular season.
That's a Raider. That's a big part of it.
Or that it's the New England Patriots who have swooped in.
That it's the New England Patriots,
and you know he's going to fall in line.
And that people act like Oakland did not do absolutely everything they could to accommodate this clown. I mean, they went above and beyond what any other NFL franchise would do. And this dude gets on YouTube on Friday night like the clown that he is.
Quit giving him everything he wants.
And starts acting like he's a victim.
Dude, have some you-know-whats and suspend the man.
Well, that's what should have happened. That way he wouldn't have. That's the other part. It's like, I wish Oakland. I know they
y'all gave him everything he wanted the entire way through. You treat him like he's the best thing in the NFL, and you expect to be treated. You expect to be treated differently. Oh, all of a sudden, oh guys, yeah, because of the way you treat. He lied to you all the way through about being there, about being accountable, about all of it. Well, and where did y'all ever draw the line? Hell, he's gonna call Mayock a cracker. Y'all gonna let him come right back and play?
Well, I agree. There was clearly nothing that Antonio Brown could do that was going to get him, suspended by the Raiders.
The video, the voice, the Gruden thing was amusing to Gruden. That gonna was let him play?
Unacceptable to
gonna
me.
Gonna let him play.
It is unacceptable to me that this guy was going to apologize on Friday in front of the team captains, and then the same night release. I mean, again, a very well produced video. But still, like, to do that, it's just mind-boggling.
You can always
the audacity of Tumor, you know, to do this.
He's been a complete fool with this. There's no question about it. Now you wonder how much of it at the end there was him being a fool, acting crazy for a reason to get
at
out
the end,
and to get where he wanted
at
to.
The end,
right? Because he had Rosenhaus working behind the scenes for
at
him,
the end,
making
yes.
sure that he's got a landing spot. You ain't saying release me until you know you got a landing spot.
Agreed.
You know, he ain't that crazy.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? But for you to sit here and be only mad at him, and again, I get being the back and forth. You felt like you'd been there the whole time. I get being but you should be just as disappointed with the way your organization handled all this mess.
I can't be mad at the Raiders for going out and getting him. It was just a third and a fifth, and at that time,
y'all pandered to this dude. It's unbelievable.
Excuse me. Tumor, at that point, had not displayed that kind of behavior. Like, he had ripped apart the Steelers, but you could at least just say, well, that's just between him and Big Ben. He needs a change of scenery. You know, we're going to give him that. It's going to go well. And all they have to do is spend a third and a fifth, whatever. I think what they could have done and what they should have done is, you know, after it becomes clear that this guy does not want to be a part of the organization, you don't give him what he wants. You don't just cut him,
no,
right? Because
you got used.
Especially you're facilitating, you know what I mean, a great, if not absolutely out of his mind, wide receiver to, you know, the Super Bowl champion. You know, why do we keep doing this? Why do we keep doing this,
John?
We do this every time.
John, who Pittsburgh wouldn't trade him to? Because you're not going to give Antonio Brown to the Patriots.
And this is the second time we've done it. That's why.
And make them better.
We did this with Randy Moss in 2005, and now we're doing it again 15 years later.
Your team. Exactly. That's what I'm pointing at to you for you.
It's like when the Grizzlies traded Powell to the Lakers, you know? It's like that's why Greg Popovich came out and said this is absolutely
absurd.
It wasn't just
him, right? All of them thought that.
You know, now ended up that Marc Gasol was better,
absolutely.
You know, than people thought he would. But at the same time, it's still like facilitating, you know, a ready-made contender, and it's infuriating. So yeah, no, I honestly, I really root for him to you know, not get hurt.
Yeah.
But I root for him to explode and get cut. I definitely do. I root for that to happen because I don't think we've ever seen a player in the NFL as unprofessional
as Antonio as Toomer has been the last 2 to 3 weeks.
I'll give you all that because he's been crazy with it. There's no question about it. But I don't, John. Everybody out here on the outside looking in believes, knowing the Patriot way, that he's going to fall in line. You don't?
No. I think this is a guy.
You think you can tell Brady I need more targets on a team right there that is all about feeding everybody?
It's all good at the beginning. It always is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like he goes to Derek Carr's house and he, you know, man, what's up, bro? Love you, bro. You know, everything's good at the beginning. And then the slightest.
That's John Gruden and Derek Carr. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is Belichick and Tom Brady.
Agreed.
Understand what I'm saying? I know he knows there's a difference.
But all Antonio Brown has shown us year after year after year is that it is all about him. That's it.
No.
He thinks he is bigger than every team in the NFL. And I don't really expect that to change in New England. I think this is going to be one of those. Think about it. It didn't work for Chad Ochocinco in New England. Like, there have been instances where it has not
worked.
It did
for Randy Moss, though.
You know, it did for Randy Moss.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that in a major way. But even Randy Moss, I don't think, was as selfish as number 84.
Ocho was over the hill.
Yes,
give me
was.
That.
Yes,
physically.
Yes, he was. He was.
He was done. Again, because Antonio Brown knows that the way this is played has looked crazy, right? Because he's going to a place where none of us think it'll be accepted. John, I can't see him putting the rest of his career right on the line.
Yes.
Now, look, you could say he's already done that. He's already risked some of it. He's thrown a lot of money away. There's no question about that with the antics in Oakland.
Yes.
But you cannot tell me that he's going to go, that you and I both think that with all this that's in, you know, at play right now, he's going to go out there, risk being a fool in New England this year, right, and risk having that mark on him for the rest of his career.
Now, I know
and
that.
And not being able to make up some of that money that he's already lost with the Raiders.
I know
You're
there
crazy
were.
Crazy if you don't think he falls in line with them
I know,
this year.
I know there were some other bad takes that you want to get to. But here's perhaps, I think, the most infuriating thing for me about this entire ordeal. It's that I'm never going to get to see 84 play in a Raiders uniform.
I knew that was a big part of it. Probably the biggest.
It's the fact that he's going to New England, which is just absolutely annoying
for you all to trade him to New England
or just let him go, like, basically.
We
didn't get anything.
You knew what was happening.
And then thirdly, though, here's the most infuriating part. People act as though when he's in Oakland, he's a clown, he's this, he's that, I can't believe he's doing this. When he goes to New England, though, he's a genius for orchestrating and calculating this long con. This is a man who stepped into a cryo chamber barefoot, okay? And we're going to sit here and act as if he's, sort of devised this long 6-month plan of getting his way out of Oakland and landing in New England. Zero chance. This dude got into a cryo chamber barefoot. He's not that smart.
No, I've never thought of it, a super brainiac here that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
But I also know, too, that at the end that was certainly orchestrated.
At the end, yes. After the apology and the calling Mike Mayock a cracker, there's no question that number 84 was working his way out of Oakland. I agree.
With the video and all
I agree. I think what should have happened, and I read this today from Mike Sando, and I think you and I agree on it, you should have suspended this dude and kept him away from your team, right? Kept him away from your team and kept him from playing for somebody else.
Absolutely.
Because that's how you penalize Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You take the control out of his hands, which – clearly, you did not do in this case. Like, by the end, he's trying to get released, and he gets to go where he wants to, for the most part.
It was an awful weekend for me, man. My last 30 tweets are about Toomer. All I've been able to think about. I cannot stand. I have never actively rooted against a player.
Forgiveness, John, is divine.
No, to hell with that.
It's divine.
To hell with
Antonio Brown hadn't murdered anyone.
Did you see the tweet?
You should be able to get over it.
Did you see the tweet that he liked about Mike Mayock?
No.
You didn't see it? I mean, I can't believe this guy has not been, the NFL has not
Forgiveness is divine.
He liked a tweet that reads as follows. It's a picture of Mike Mayock, okay?
Yep.
And this is the text. The most stupidest human popsicle on the planet. He should never have been hired as a GM. I hope Antonio Brown win his money in arbitration. Then everyone would know Mike Mayock is a true prejudice a-hole. He should be bleeped in the bleep, then fired. AB liked that post. This guy, he's lost it. He has lost it.
Mm-hmm. He's going to show you how crazy he is in New England. Not say a peep. Get him a Super Bowl.
I don't think so. I don't think this guy has the capacity. to do it upstairs.
If you allow this to stay under your skin like that, John, you don't forgive that man. It's going to continue to consume you.
As if he practices with Derek Carr, and all of a sudden he's like, "God, this ain't what I thought it was going to be." Man, please, you didn't play a single game. You didn't come to any training camp. Miss me with that.
He's your enemy now?
Enemy of the state, man.
You're supposed to pray for your enemies.
I don't, man. I pray that...
You're not going to pray for this man?
No, I'm not going to pray for that man.
You're going to have to answer for that one day.
I'm going to pray for myself. For my weekend that I had.
That's selfish.
All I can hear this weekend is that damn song, that sad song, that Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. Every NFL opinion I had this weekend was just shot to hell.
You couldn't hear Marcus Mariota laughing from Cleveland? You couldn't hear him laughing at you from Cleveland? John, all he did was have a QB rating of 133. That's good, as you know.
That is pretty good.
I guess which one you're more shocked by? This and how well they played, or how good Dak Prescott looked?
I would say I'm way, like 200 times more shocked about the result in Cleveland.
Because of Dallas's opponent.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Dallas has got to be able to beat up on the Giants.
Couldn't you sort of see this coming with the Browns, though? Wasn't I sitting here and telling you the whole time I still think Pittsburgh, and even with the beatdown of the Pats, a Pats team that owns them last night, wasn't I sitting here telling you that they're going to be the ones that sort of come through in that North? Because there's been too much talk about that Cleveland team, and I'm not sure the Kitchens, their first-year coach that was basically a coordinator last year, right?
Yep.
Who knows if he can really handle this, especially a team with so many stars. I'm telling you, man, they look ripe for a fall.
I agree.
At least not living up to the great expectations that have been out there and surrounding that football team.
They do not look like a ready football team.
They kind of looked like I thought they might coming out. Now, when we're sitting here and going down, you're telling me how the Titans aren't going to be anything. It was last week, and we're going through the first four games. You're telling me they're going to go 1-3. We both sat here and assumed that they were going to lose the first one. But when I brought it up to you, well, I don't know, Cleveland, they still got to go out and prove it. Man, you looked at me like I was crazy.
Well,
and what did they do? John, they just ran Derrick Henry down their throat. That defense that you don't want to give any credit was good. What, got to Mayfield 5 times, picked them off 3 times.
Yep.
And look, I'm not ready to put them in the Super Bowl yet. I'm not going to do that. But it was everything I had sat here and told you about them. You were underestimating them. Delanie Walker told you, you want to crown Cleveland, go right ahead. But what'd he do? He comes back, catch 2 touchdowns. They looked solid enough to win that division. And you saw what happened in Jacksonville.
Cleveland is a mess. You got the offensive lineman kicking.
Yeah. I could go on and on about Cleveland. You got a player out there with a $350,000 watch on, right, and is out there wearing matching earrings with his best buddy wide receiver from LSU. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They're more concerned right now about look than actually lining up and playing football. And who knows if Kitchens can get him back in that right football frame of mind. They want to look good first.
Yep.
But I'm going back to the Titans, John, because everything I told you about why this team could win a wide open AFC South, they showed against the Cleveland Browns. It was a game that was on the road. And I know penalties, 18 for 180 yards is ridiculous what Cleveland did.
Yeah, team's going
to
win.
But you have got to give the Titans credit for going up there and winning like they did on
Sunday.
There's
no denying that. Now, here's what we know about the Titans, though. They can win games like this, and then they lose games they're supposed to win.
They have done that in the past.
So I think the real test for them is next week. I think the real test for them is next week against Indianapolis, who I think...
Man, they had a chance against the Chargers, who I told you to take.
Looked better than people thought, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Marlon Mack, ran for, 170 yards or something like that,
If they'd have gotten the ball in overtime, they might have, if they could have stopped San Diego from scoring a touchdown.
To me, when you want to start talking about, and we'll see what happens tonight with the Texans, I'm assuming that they will lose the opener tonight against the Saints. But if you want to really start talking about the Titans as a division... As a potential division champion, they have to win next week. When they win next week, that's when you can really start to talk about
it. Stop acting like, even if they have a letdown next week, John, which we know they're prone, that's a great point you make about winning a big one and then coming down and having a letdown. Don't act like Nick Foles ain't out until at least week 11.
Well, that's
don't
true.
Act like Jacksonville's season didn't just end yesterday.
Yeah.
In terms of them winning the division.
That does help.
You just had one of those teams go down. And now, to your point, this is a Colts team they should absolutely beat. I'm with you on that. If you're gonna look like it, right, and Delanie's, he's been straight up about this the whole way through, that we're a contender, in our division. Then you need to go out and beat a team that's got Jacoby Brissett leading it.
Yep.
Although, to the point, they look pretty – they're better than a four-win team.
They have
no
football players
exactly,
on that team.
Exactly. They had improved around Luck. There's that offensive line's good, all that said. Titans, though, just like I've been telling you coming into this thing, John, I damn near put them the favorite. If not for Houston making that move with Tunsil, I like Deshaun Watson just in terms of the – his go out and win it, a leader, you know,
now,
a leader that's got the skills
Texans
to do it.
If the Texans find a way to win tonight, you can't say the Titans.
But how
are
you going to tell me that the Titans ain't the favorite if the Texans come out here and play? But I everything around
week,
them is crumbling
after
in that division.
One, there's no question about it. After week with no Andrew Luck, with no Nick Foles, I mean, bodies are dropping, man. At some point, the Titans have to be there to take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, so yes, but it was to me, it was the most impressive victory of the weekend in the NFL. I mean, and they destroyed Cleveland.
43-13, they absolutely
I mean,
did.
Cleveland was the preseason darlings. And the Titans came in there, and this wasn't like a 20-17 win,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the Titans get. This was a
on
demolition.
On the road, went to their place and just
this was an absolute demolition.
Absolutely.
So I give the Titans full credit for that, but I got to see it next week before I start really like talking about okay, they're gonna actually go out and win.
Well,
the
now
win.
You want to see them beat a luckless Colts team? And
yes,
that's gonna be the hinge of the season.
If they do, Then I will say, absolutely, they should win the division.
If that's your take, then I know what your take on Dak Prescott playing the Giants and throw for over 400 yards yesterday and looking really good. With Cobb? Did you see Cobb?
Yes, I did.
Did you see how important he could be?
Yes.
Brad, you let him talk you out of Gallup, who looked fantastic.
I dropped him on
by the way.
Team.
You didn't drop him. You just didn't bench.
You let John talk you in to not playing him.
I took him out of my starting lineup.
Yeah, you did.
He looks like he's about to make huge strides in year two.
I need to stop listening to John.
Well, you put Alshon Jeffery in, though, and he had a good – I think they basically had the same game.
Man, got old Jason Witten back out there catching touchdowns.
Yes, that is impressive.
Too many weapons, John.
Now, listen, if they weren't going to beat the Giants in week one at home, what were they going to do?
Oh, I know. If we're going to hear the Titans have got to beat the Colts before I start taking them seriously, then I know where we're going to hear it about Dak Prescott and having to do that to a team other than the Giants. But, John, that we talked about their first three are, you know, if he does it against Washington, it'll be expected.
Yes.
If he does it against Miami, it'll be expected. It'll have to come when, John, when he goes to the Saints, I guess week four, whatever their fourth game is.
Yeah, I mean.
Before it looks good to you.
I mean,
that is a team.
Is that not fair? Is it not? I mean, they play the freaking Dolphins and the Redskins and the Dolphins.
I know it was the Giants, John, but they were clicking on all cylinders. You saw every bit of why that team with Ezekiel Elliott is a Super Bowl contender.
$40 million quarterback.
I'm just
I don't
not
know about all that, bro.
The
price is going up.
I mean, he's earning it, and he's done it the right way.
Whoop,
he didn't hold out. All he's doing, throwing touchdowns.
Just like I don't think the Bears offense is as bad as they looked against the Packers in week one. Like I think we have to be willing to sort of sit back. You know, and I mean, especially I think another part of why you're seeing some of these teams struggle is because the preseason, these teams did not play their starters. So this is basically still the preseason. You know, so I think we really won't get a full picture of the NFL until week four. That's when we can really start deciding and deciphering whether I was right or wrong because of the preseason. And that's why they're changing it, Jason. That's why they're shortening it, obviously, because you don't even know how much stock to put in the results, obviously.
John.
Oh, my Lord.
You sound like Clay Travis after a ball's lost today is what you sound like. You don't want to take any accountability.
I mean, the Seahawks beat the Bengals by 1 point.
Nope. You don't want to give anybody any real credit.
Nope.
It's all smoke credit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Gardner Minshew came out there and torched the Chiefs. I mean, is he the starter? You know, I mean, is he the offensive player of the year?
You're going to have to go sign somebody, John, obviously.
They brought in Josh Dobbs.
Dobbs.
Jacksonville traded for Josh
That's my
Dobbs.
My alopecia areata, brother.
I don't know. Do you think he'll start? I mean, they gave him a fifth rounder. I'm assuming I guess they'll work it out in practice.
I didn't watch that KC game.
Yeah.
Y'all, everybody was telling me how good that I can't even pronounce his name. How good he was. So
Gardner Minshew.
I know that Dobbs is thought about as one of the best backups in the league.
Yes.
He's gaining the respect of his peers.
It's always good to be considered the best backup in the league. You know, like you never play. And so it's just like you're awesome. The backup quarterback is always awesome.
The best backup right now might be Daniel Jones. Quite frankly,
he might.
Might be.
But like I said, man, like,
Ty Hill's out, too.
I can't get too high with the high, and I can't get too low with the low, man. Like, it's week one.
You can't give any real credit where it's due.
Because what's going to happen next week when the Titans lose to Indianapolis?
And you won't criticize your own organization. It's very possible, John. That's why I'm not going to just laugh that off. But it's very possible that could happen.
Okay.
But a man who won't criticize his own organization for the way they handled this Antonio Brown.
The Raiders are an abject disaster.
Absolutely.
They are
that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear.
Because our number one receiver is now a gentleman named Tyrell Williams.
Who?
Exactly.
Where did he play?
No clue. I have no clue where he played. Now, he's a solid number two. He ain't no number one.
It's going to be another four-win year. It's going to be a long-ass year. It might not be a four-win year. I think it's going to be a three-win year. I think we're going to be 3-13.
How you don't know where your number one receiver played in college?
Because
you don't watch your team.
No, he wasn't supposed to be the number one.
Brother, you don't watch the preseason. You don't watch the regular season. And now we're seeing it.
He wasn't supposed to be the number one. He played this is why I don't know where he played in college, because he played at a place called Western Oregon University. I don't even think that's D1. So our starting receiver is a D2-ass alum. Well.
You should have seen the writing on the wall, John.
I know. I should have. But it was a bad weekend for me. Also, the Falcons stink. I had Matt
Ryan.
Yeah,
they were Super Bowl contenders. Only got three games outside of domes this year.
And that was one of them in the dome. That was in the dome, man.
He took one to the dome.
That was in the dome. I took one to the dome.
I mean,
all
did you have any NFL take that came sort of kind of close to true this weekend? Anything for me?
Philly's offense looked good.
Oh, you could still make a case that they're going to win the division, like you said.
Yeah.
I guess that one is still hanging on by
a comeback
by
from Philadelphia.
Thread. They had to come back. Deshaun Jackson looked like his old self.
They had to get back. They had to get 2011
so
Deshaun Jackson.
Philly's holding on. And, man, yeah, that feels like about it.
Yeah.
You toxic on the NFL of late.
Right now, just whatever I say, just do the opposite. Just do the opposite, okay?
Trubisky good.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I thought Trubisky was good. Everything is going badly for me right now. But it'll come around, man. It'll come around. Let's give it 4 weeks. Let's let everybody knock off the preseason rust,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll be able to get a really
talking about
clear,
my team on Friday.
We'll be able to get a clear picture by the NFL at about week four.
Now you fools got to come out and play the games. Tonight.
Unfortunately, that's going to be a bloodbath. That's going to be – take the Broncos. Put all your money on the Broncos, okay?
I can't wait to see it.
I'm not looking forward to the show tomorrow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.